everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show on this fabulous Wednesday evening where I am, June 10th. Today, I'm wondering what your day was like today, because it was a Seven of Diamonds day today, and the Seven of Diamonds represents the union of heaven and earth. And it's a day to refine our thinking and our values. And I'm going to read to you what I wrote on my website today. If you're new to my show, the show is dedicated to the ancient science, the ancient mystic science of the cards. And let me read what I wrote to you today, because every day of the year is very significant. And it changes from year to year. However, each day is governed by a card. Each day in the calendar, and that never changes. So today is governed by the Seven of Diamonds. There are significant influences at work today, and introspection and inner reflection are suggested. This is a day to take things slowly and pay close attention to the interface between your inner and outer worlds. Make note of any differences between what's most important to you and where you are actually putting your attention and how you are directing your intention. Independence wants to be exercised today, and leadership is definitely favored. So if that is an opportunity, step up and step out. Give your attention to what is most important. The rest will wait for the moment. So I post this every day on my website. It's different each time a card comes around. And I also offer this as a free service to you to receive in your email each day so you can plan. So if you'd like to be on my mailing list, please go to my website and sign up. I want to thank you all for listening today. One of the things that came up for me, if you want to email me, you can email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. That's the email window I have open here. And something someone brought up to me that he was curious about, and I said I would look at, is Angelina Jolie's cards. Angelina Jolie was born on June 4th, 1975, and she is a King of Diamonds. She has just been named by Forbes, you know, as the top of the 100 list of the top celebrities in the world. She displaced or moved into the spot that Oprah's been sitting in for a very long time. And because she just had her birthday, and she makes like $275 million a year. That's a lot of money. And because he brought this up and I looked, and then I thought, well, she just had her birthday like 6 days ago. So let's look at these cards, because all of that was put into place. And she's probably been the top person on the search engines list for the past quite a while, at least the past year. And she had the Ten of Hearts sitting in her house. And the Ten of Hearts draws people to us. When this card shows up and blesses us with its presence, it blesses us with people, with popularity, with admiration, and with a lot of work and often a lot of money. So it's a really great card when it comes and sits in your house. It's sitting in the King of Diamonds house for age 33. And this year was also a year that where a lot of change could really take place. Now, she just turned 34. Everything shifted, and so did her cards in a really big way. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And, you know, I use a system to, well, most of you know I teach the system and I do readings with this system for people and I do all sorts of consulting. And I, of course, use this in my own life. And I'm always curious about people and their destinies and their lives because they always show up. And so a lot of times I'll, like the other day I was listening to Bob Dylan, you know, and I started thinking as I was listening to him, you know, I really ought to look at his life path in the cards and how that's unfolded for him and the things that happened. And just out of, for my own curiosity, you know, one night I was watching a movie about Jesse James, and in the movie, I can't remember the title of that one, but, you know, he was killed, and I thought, wow. And so I mean, I knew he'd been killed, but it hit me. I looked up his cards to see what was happening, and if I could see, and there were cards of betrayal, and it was his best friend that shot him, you know. And so it goes. I mean, I can be watching a movie or a TV show. The TV shows where that are really successful and last for years are shows that have casts that everybody shares a life path. And they're sharing that life path in their acting in the show that they're doing. They're just changing the characters. But the harmony and the unity that's created because they share their life paths in the cards, it's just fascinating. So the same thing is true for us, which is part of the reason I wrote my second book, Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships, because, you know, it's like we're all here in this together, and, you know, if one card is missing, there isn't a deck. You cannot play cards if there's a card missing from the deck. And guess what? It's the same way with life, because each one of us embodies the wisdom of one of those cards in that deck. And, you know, we know ultimately that we're one. And I love, I mean, there's so many, you know, different sayings that are based on the card, like he aced it, or you have to, you know, play the card you're dealt, or, you know, he, you know, that was done in spades, or whatever. There's so many of them. Odd man out, it, which is a number thing. And, you know, it's, to really look at the deck as the matrix of time, which it is, if you go on my website and look under the cards on the nav bar, you'll see how I show you a sample of one of the 91 charts that the system is composed of. This is the matrix of time, and each one of us is governed by one of those cards. Then we are all part of the same deck, and every card links to another card, and every card is connected. The beauty of understanding the simple math of the system, and I'm talking simple, and how easily it can reveal to you who you are in relationship, and who these other people are, and what the influences are governing your relationships, is amazing. So when I look at all this, because Brad Pitt is a king of hearts, so, and Angie is a king of diamonds, so together they're the king of spades. And when you have a king of spades relationship, that's the most powerful, immovable card in the deck. And that card positions itself to always be acknowledged and recognized. So them being together has just taken each of them in their own way to a new level of recognition. And I think for Brad, it's been more about him, you know, making a difference for other people and all the project that he has in New Orleans. And, you know, I don't know what else he has going on, but right there, that would be tremendous. So being in a King of Spades relationship, I mean, on, you know, in the sense, in the worldly sense of things, and I just want to see something because, oh, gosh. So I just put their planetary ruling cards together to see what that was, and I'll talk about that in a minute. It's, you know, it's a power relationship. You can't get more powerful than the King of Spades. And this brings out each of their individuality, and I'm sure at times they have some, you know, exciting power struggle. Because, first of all, each of them are kings, and the kings want to rule. And then together they have a King of Spades relationship who, and that's just going to encourage their own royal selves to be more in command of their lives. Their planetary ruling cards together is the Eight of Diamonds, which sits right next to the King of Spades in the light spread. And it's known as, you know, sitting at the top of the crown line. So this is really quite powerful, what they have together, and we all know that anyway, but it's amazing to witness in the cards how these things come about. I'm trying to pull up one of my blogs because I actually wrote a piece about them. They've been popping in and out of my consciousness because people have brought them up to me more than once. So, I don't know where that is. I have too many things going on at once. So, before I forget, you can call in if you want for a reading. The lines are open. The number is there on your screen. You're streaming BBS Radio, so check it out. These guys are great. And they do a really good service for everybody, so I want to thank them for that. Okay, I have an email from somebody, and so this question is also geared toward Angelina and Jolie and Brad Pitt, and what it is the question is, how do all those children change their relationship, because you say that each time you add a person, the dynamic of the relationship changes, and that's absolutely true. So it's true for all of us in every situation. You know, you go out with a friend. If a third party joins you, then the energy shifts, right? Or you'll be in a room of people, and there's a certain thing going on, and then someone walks in and the energy shifts. Because each and every time we add another card to the hand that is being played at the moment, the energy shifts to a new ruling card that is governing the relationship of the situation. So this happens at work. This happens at play with friends, with children. This happens in our parent-child relationships, whether we're the parent or the child, doesn't matter. We've got one thing going on with our kids, another thing going on with our parents, another thing going on with our spouse. Each and every individual that we come into contact with. I was somewhere the other night, and I was feeling very outgoing and very expressive, and a woman came and sat down and started talking to me, and all of a sudden I just became completely withdrawn. Not withdrawn, but reflective. So I know, and I did not ask her birthday, which is unusual for me, trust me, and I didn't. I chose not to. But where I felt like our connection took me was into a 7 energy of reflection, because suddenly I just became very quiet and very reflective. Before I understood these dynamics, I used to think that it was me. You know, like one minute I'm outgoing, the next minute I'm shy, one minute I appear to be an extrovert, the next minute I appear to be an introvert, you know, one minute I'm talking like a chatterbox, the next minute I'm not talking at all. And I always would think that this is me, but what I've learned from working with this relationship system is that it's actually the dynamics that suddenly are governing the situation when I am interacting with another person. Do I have a caller? I keep hearing a lot of clicking on the phone, and I'm not sure if that's the connection. So this is why I wrote my book, because I felt that the information was, you know, it is extremely valuable for giving us insight, and so it sort of felt like my responsibility to put it out there, and everyone is really appreciating it a lot, which is wonderful. So again, if you'd like to call in, this is Sharon Jeffers, and you're listening to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. The show is about the mystic science of the cards, which I think were originally a card deck, the regular playing deck, because when you see how the cards unfold into charts of time and how accurate the information is, you realize time has its own agenda, and we have free will, and we have a destiny, and when we align our free will with our destiny and the agenda that life has for us in time, then things magically appear. They manifest. When we aren't in alignment, when those things aren't in alignment, then we perceive life as a struggle. So, you know, we're in human form moving through time, and time has its own destiny. I mean, its own language, sorry. So it's sort of like a triangle. And we're in the center of that triangle. We're the magic component, because if you drew a triangle and you put destiny and free will and time or life or whatever you want to put on the bottom, and you put a dot in the middle that represented who we are, it's like we're the perception of all these things, and we just make all this stuff up anyway, because it makes us feel good, I think. So earlier, I just started a new blog, and it's called Beyond the Body. And I just posted something on that blog, and I'm going to tell you what the address is for that. It is, you know, Firefox can be really annoying for a Macintosh user. Okay. Well, now I'm not even connected to the internet for some reason. Anyway, I wrote a piece. I just started this blog a few days ago, and I have some card blogs I'm working on, and I have a Twitter with my name, Sharon Jeffers, and doing my best to stay current with all this stuff. Twitter's difficult for me. It's like, what? For some people, it's like 9 million posts a minute on there. It's like, how could you be doing any of these things if you're just sitting here Twittering? Maybe they have some automatic Twitter program or something, probably. But I've been posting on my blog, Beyond the Body. One of the things that I do is mediumship. And I was thinking about posting, and a beautiful story came to me. Now, I have a caller, yes?
Oh, hi, my name's Megan. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can now.
Oh, okay. Maybe
who's this?
My name is Megan.
Hi, Megan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I've done a little card reading of my own in the past, but not with the deck, I suppose, the way that you do. And so I was just curious to see, perhaps get a little reading. I have a lot of, seems like there's a lot of decisions ahead of me in this next year in particular about moving away from.
Okay. So when's your birthday?
April.
What's your month and day?
Month and day is April 13th.
Oh, you're the Eight of Diamonds. The Aries Eight of Diamonds. Ace of Clubs. Wow. Smart cookie. And what is your present age?
I'm 44.
Okay, let me first tell you about 44. It's one of the most significant times of life, because it's when we, it's almost like we crawl back into the origin from where we came. And for you, that place has to do with your own self-mastery. And 44 is a time of being in alignment with the energy that we first came into this life with. 45 then takes us into the life path that we have, that we're with now. And at 44, you're sitting between a couple of nines. You've got the Nine of Hearts behind you and the Nine of Diamonds in front of you. And you're in Uranus and Saturn. So it's almost like being a racehorse, and the bell has rung, but the gate won't open.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this feeling of you really want to go, and there's this feeling of impending change, but it's almost like somebody forgot to take the button off of hold.
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling that kind of energy?
Yes, very, very much so.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, part of what's going on is you're being asked to let go. To let go of perhaps how you think things are supposed to unfold. There also seems to be a lot going on relative to relationships with people or people in general or family.
Mm-hmm.
And the desire and the drive for new and for a new relationship is very strong. Now, let me see. And you do have the Five of Hearts sitting here. So 413. Let me just, you're probably still in Venus. Oh, no, you went, yeah, you're in Venus until June 26th. When you go into your Mars cycle for 52 days on July 26th, there's going to be a tremendous move forward. I mean, you could move during that time very easily. And does this have to do with work or a man? Is there a man or involved?
It's interesting. Actually, it's both. My husband.
Both, yeah. Well, you've got both.
Yes.
You've got
yes.
The King of Hearts, which would be the man part,
mm-hmm.
and the Jack of Diamonds, which would be the entrepreneur or work money part.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this really moves when you get to July 27th.
Okay.
Between now and then, mm-hmm. it seems it might be a good time to get really clear about exactly what you want to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And how you want that to be. If there's any part of you that isn't clear about that, this year for you is profound in the sense that it's a time for you to really dive deeper than usual and get in touch with your own self-mastery, because your spirit card is sitting in your house, and your spirit card is the Queen of Spades, and the Queen of Spades is the card of self-mastery. And she can either waste her time doing, you know, being the maid and the cook and the chief bottle washer, or somebody's doormat, or she can align herself and her mind in a very intentional way to feel from within where life wants to go, and then that manifests. So the good fortune that comes from this is in really giving yourself to having mastery over your own mind, and also being with your intuition. And this is also a card that very strongly chooses often to serve humanity in some way or do something that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So any of those things that might be speaking to you are really important for you to pay attention to. Your outcome card for this year, I don't know if you're in a relationship, but if you're not, you're likely to be by your next birthday.
I'm married right now.
Oh, you're married. Oh, good.
Yeah. Yes. It's all tied together because we work as caretakers on a property, which means we live there, which means it's our job and it's our home, and it's all really getting enmeshed. So that's why I need the clarity.
It's all getting what?
It's all kind of like a spider web inside of itself now. Instead of having people who have a job where they have a clear separation between their job and their home, well, my job.
Okay, so let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You need to create that clarity and those boundaries.
Okay.
You have the Jack of Hearts is your reward card for life. And the Jack of Hearts is the Christ card. It's a card of sacrificial love. And the danger comes when you don't have clear boundaries for yourself. There's a big difference between giving and sacrificing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine for you to give. It is not okay for you to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're saving someone's life, your child, or your...
Yeah. Right.
Like, no. All these other things, what you can use this fabulous Queen of Diamonds energy for, because I see some good fortune coming your way as the year progresses. It's quite amazing. And what you can use this Queen of Spades energy for is to really get clear with yourself about how you actually want to spend your time, how you want your life to be, because this year that you're in, age 44, is pulling you back into the soul of your being and saying, I want you to listen to me. I need you here with me. Everything you no longer need, you leave it. Everything that you love and that you feel passion for, you embrace it. And whatever it is that you have to do that's before you, you do that in a way that you take care of yourself first, because you're only as good to someone else as you are to yourself.
Right.
Comprendo?
Comprendo. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye, Megan.
Bye-bye.
So, I love the system. It's so amazing how it reveals to us where we are. And I wanted to just look at one more thing. If you'd like to call in, please feel free to do that. And Megan, if you're still there, I'm going to look at something here, because I want to look at your 7-year cycle. Yeah, you could work yourself to the bone, and you got to be careful that you don't do that. But what did I want to look at? I want to look at your long-range card. Oh, there you are, 42, 43, 44. So part of this is learning about how to communicate what it is that you desire and what it is that you need, so in a way that it can be heard. Okay? And your values are also changing this year, so that's really interesting. Lots of movement. So that's how it works, people. I mean, everything is here, which is always so interesting to me. And something that, you know, people have asked me before, and if you listen to my show over the last couple of years, you know I've said this before, it's people go, well, what if I have the same card as somebody else because there's only 52 and there's 365 birthdays? And it's, I use the example of it being like when you're walking down a path with someone, you know, you're on a hike or you're walking down the street or you're browsing a store, whatever. Let's use the path in the woods. You're walking side by side with someone. You're on the same path. However, your perception and your inner experience is completely unique unto yourself. So that's how it works. Do I have a caller?
I'm
Hello?
Here.
You're
Hi.
Here? Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Nancy from Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Nancy from North.
Yeah. Ooh,
we got Pennsylvania on the line.
Yay. We're the,
I
we're
know.
The
how cool is that?
Yeah,
Nancy.
Brotherly love and sisterly compassion.
Brotherly love and sisterly compassion?
Uh-huh. That's Philadelphia.
I know. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nancy, darling, when is your birthday, month and day?
October 14th, 1947. It was a Tuesday night on a new moon.
You remember.
No, I looked it up on my Apple computer. You can go into your past to see what day you were born on the widgets.
Yes,
and
I know. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, you can find out anybody's day of the year in the future or in the past. If I want to know what I'm gonna, what day I'll be in when I'm 92, I can find out what
uh-huh.
my birthday. Yeah, pretty cool.
That is cool. Now, did you know that your birthday is governed by the Eight of Clubs?
No.
I'm gonna guess that you have a will that's strong enough to move a mountain.
Oh, bigger than a mountain, the whole planet, the whole universe.
Yeah, maybe you should shake some of the things off of the earth that are, you know, not serving us. Because your birthday card is the Eight of Clubs, which is a very powerful, fixed type of energy and very strong will, strong mind, a lot of intelligence, very intuitive. And then you have a planetary ruling card, which sort of is backing this up and governs the way you, like, move through life. And that's the Four of Spades, which is a card of sheer determination. So between these two cards, you know, you probably ought to be president. Because
no,
you wouldn't give anybody an inch. You just say, you didn't
right.
do it right. You're off.
You're right.
Get
I don't
out.
Want to be president. I want to be the world's first genuine peace leader.
Peace leader. And you'd probably be the peace leader that ruled with the iron fist or hand. It's like,
no, it wouldn't be
nope.
a fist. It wouldn't be. It would be a pinky hug.
A
That's
pinky
how I'd rule
hug.
With a pinky hug, connecting pinkies or tips of fingers. Or
yeah,
something.
But there's some people that would rather bite your pinky off than connect with their pinky. So, you know,
oh,
somebody needs to
nose.
Walk up to these people and just smack them in the nose and go, no, no, no. So you
no,
are
I
61.
Won't study.
Huh?
I won't.
You are
61.
Anybody. I know.
Yeah, 61 and a half over. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have some influences that tell me, first of all, that you have some ideas that you've been thinking about that maybe you want to do something with.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes, and you could be doing something that's financially creative and that either takes you into a new kind of work or there's a change somehow that happens age 61. Age 61 is governed by the planet Uranus, so there's a lot of change, and a lot of it happens unexpectedly.
Okay.
The change that's happening, though, did you have a change with your work?
Yes and no. I'm retired as a research biologist, but
cool.
20 of those years was health issues. I went out on long-term disability. After 20 years of being a biologist, I had to take care of my health. Now I've got my health back again.
Uh-huh. And are you wanting to go back to work?
Oh, no, I want to be this world peace leader. I can.
Oh, you want to be the world peace leader?
Yes, I do. Genuine, not with guns. They want peace, too, but they want it with guns. I don't want to do that route. Don't want to do that route. Probably done that in another life or something.
Okay, let me tell you something. Your Pluto card is the Nine of Diamonds, which is the card of the Universal Giver. That's for age 61, where you are right now. So for you to be saying what you're saying doesn't surprise me at all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, and then your outcome card, and I was talking about this card earlier, is the Queen of Spades, and she's the mother of humanity.
You got it.
I'll tell you what the you want to know what the challenge card is in all of this?
Sure.
It's the card that represents the people. It's the challenge card is the card that represents the people.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are the challenge
here. The world.
But
citizen.
Your desire to make relationships, put them in their right order,
right,
is showing up in your cards profoundly, and it's also showing up as your destiny right now.
Yeah.
You know, how can we support you in doing this? Because we need somebody with your kind of determination. To step up.
I love the D words: determination, devotedness, dedication, daily. All those D words. Yeah.
Diligent.
I don't know. Well, I know, but I need support in the physical universe. How to interact with? I don't know. I'm waiting for God and Jesus to guide me. I want to get into entertainment, television, movies, or live stage, and just put on like a one woman show. I love the power of words. Words energize. Words hurt or heal. That's the double edged sword. Words and the tongue. So I want to educate people about a whole new way of focusing on the healing power of words. I don't know. I don't know. Every moment I have.
You do know. You do know.
I can't even write it. It'd be ancient history in a second.
Well, but we still read ancient history, don't we? Nancy?
Yes?
There's no such thing. I mean, we read ancient history now. Because someone took the time to record it. Someone took the time to embrace the language and write that down. Do you have a blog?
Right.
Do you have a blog? Do you know what a blog is?
Yeah, I have a blog.
And so All you have to do is just start communicating. Can you do your one-woman show in Pennsylvania, in Norris, what is it, Norristown?
Yeah, outside of Philadelphia. Well, see, I have nothing, as far as credentials, I have nothing. You know, I have a...
Stop.
That doesn't matter.
You don't need credentials.
That's ancient history. All
You're
I
breathing.
Know is that I... Pardon?
I said, you don't, your credentials are that you're breathing.
Yes, I love breathing. That's the highlight of my day.
Well, then you must, you know, be in pretty good shape because you're doing it all day long. Thanks
yeah.
to something. But, you know, the thing that's important to understand here is, credentials are something that someone made up. It's the passion
right. I don't care
of
about
your
credentials. I
okay.
don't care. It's more about
are you gonna listen?
Genuineness. It's more about heart. It's all about heart.
This
it's
is
all
the
about
this
heart.
Is the eight of clubs
around the heart from the
people.
Heart.
Okay, so but you have to understand that you filter your heart through your mind. Because you were born in the club suit.
Well,
what?
The heart leads and the head follows. Like I have
well,
a
I, that's what I said. You filter your heart through your mind. So your passion comes up and you communicate that.
Okay.
You're totally right. Look, you were born the Eight of Clubs. The
right.
Eight of Clubs represents the power of the mind and the power of knowledge.
Okay.
And
yeah, I love knowledge.
And it's your destiny to communicate what's passionate for you. You have to be careful that you don't run people down with it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because where the secret lies for you, and really be receptive to this. The
okay.
secret for you lies in your listening.
Yes.
When you are still and you listen, when you are receptive and you embrace what's coming your way,
mm-hmm.
and when you are open and still,
mm-hmm.
then you are filled with the direction that is waiting for you to follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure that came out right, but
yeah,
I tried. I know what I'm thinking. Hopefully you do too. So
yeah.
It's really what you need. It's because all these ideas are just pushing up against you. You got the four clubs behind you. It's just like, let's do this and let's do that and let's make this happen. Let's
mm-hmm.
make that happen. And you got this five of spades that wants to change the world right now. Not tomorrow, not next Wednesday, now.
Mm-hmm.
How you do that is by beginning with yourself, because you embody this amazing power. And when you're still and receptive, then that power can manifest itself like a volcano. But if you're
yeah.
not still, it'll implode. And then you get confused.
Okay, golden stillness will be my theme.
What will be your theme?
Golden stillness.
Okay, silence, yes, is golden, someone said.
Yeah.
Okay, so be in the gold, girlfriend, and enjoy your breath, and just do everything that you want to do. And that word credentials, write it down on a piece of paper and burn it.
Oh, yeah, forget that. Forget that.
Well, I've already forgotten it. I think you're the one that brought it up. So it's in there somewhere.
My mind, I mean, if I wanted to be in the movies, I have acting classes under my belt, but I've never done anything. I've never written a book. I've never published anything. I can't memorize, forget memorization. It'd be all extemporaneous.
Nancy, this is why we have
words, and only speak the words you want more of in the dictionary, not the words you, the opposite words that you don't want in the dictionary. Now, I never speak that. To me, the world is in a state of peace.
Nancy,
peace over here, a lot of peace over here, some peace over there, a little peace over here, no peace over there, a lack of peace over here, and an excruciatingly lack of peace where people think if they take away the life of the person over there, they'll get inner false inner peace within, but they get false inner peace instead of true inner peace when they kill. So see, the whole world is in a state of peace, except some people, you know, like I said, they think that if they kill over there, they'll get inner peace over here, and that's false. But I never say the W word, war, or law of attraction. Reap what you sow. Sow what you reap. It'll show up. Well, I focus on peace throughout health. The whole planet is in a state of health, and some people excruciatingly have lacked their health. But it's better to be on that side of the coin and go up the ladder. Take a breath. Get more healthy. Take another breath, get more healthy, and I never say the S, I, and D word, illness, sickness, and disease. I don't even think like that. I only think in terms of, you know, the words I want more of in the dictionary.
Uh-huh, so maybe you should create your own dictionary, and maybe you should make some
Nancy. I want to produce a dictionary.
No, you don't. Listen. You don't go to Webster's, and you don't go to Hollywood, for God's sake. You won't do what you want in Hollywood. Hollywood is run by big corporations. It's like create what you want and put it out for the world to see. You're right in line with what's going on with yourself right now. Just express it. There's a billion ways to do it that don't even cost money right now. And I'm sure you will be extremely entertaining to all of us. Now, I want to thank you for calling. I want to get off the line so somebody else can have a chance to call in.
Okay,
so thank you
so much
for calling. And good luck, okay?
Bye. Love you.
Bye-bye. Yes, I love you too. So I have time for one more call if somebody wants to call in. And I love her enthusiasm. Okay, I have another caller. Who's this?
Hi there.
Hello?
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 Am I there?
Well, I think you are. Are you there? I don't know. So. Only you can answer that question.
All right. I'll say yes. This is Danny from PA, Pennsylvania.
Another Pennsylvania? What's going on?
I don't know.
I'm so excited.
It's conspiracy.
Danny, when's your birthday?
January 29th.
Wow, three people in a row from Pennsylvania. Now, tell me something. Did you know that you are the brilliant Jack of Clubs?
No.
Are you just like, what?
What's that mean?
The Jack of Clubs is ruling your birthday, and the Jack of Clubs is a card of mental genius and creativity. The challenge can sometimes be getting that energy to go in one direction for long enough to do something.
Right. Yeah, I have that problem at times.
Yeah. But what is your age?
I'm 56.
Oh, my goodness. That's such a powerful time. 56, we go into a new 56-year cycle and a new 7-year cycle. So I'm going to guess. Now, this would be a really great time if you don't meditate, for you to start meditating or practicing some sort of self-discipline where you really spend time each day. And for you, because you have so much energy, it might be that you do a moving meditation like Tai Chi or Qigong or even a martial art, but something that where you have to be really focused with your body and your mind. Have you ever done anything like martial arts?
No, actually, most of the martial arts, they require you getting thrown on the ground and all that stuff. I never was really. I've had enough pain in my life, I guess. So. You know.
You guys from Pennsylvania are really amazingly cute. So let me say this to you. Something like Tai Chi would be really great for you.
Yeah, that's one of the few, I guess, that where you don't get thrown on the ground, isn't it?
You do not get thrown on the ground at all, ever.
Right. No, actually, I've never thought about it.
Yeah, well, I want you to think about it because, you know, you've just moved into a whole new territory with your last birthday.
Okay.
And this territory is saying that, you know, you need to have some sort of inner journey that you take yourself on that's consistent and that helps you to train your mind. I don't know if you recently went through a situation where it's brought up some concern or worry about money.
Well,
you have the opportunity to be extremely creative with money right now.
Okay.
Like coming up with a new idea that could create another stream of income.
Well,
there's going to be.
I have a lot of energy, but actually, right now, I'm really low on energy.
No, I said you have a lot of creative energy.
Oh, okay. So as far as doing more, I just haven't had the energy to do more, except for my one job. I would like to. I'd like to get out of the work that I'm doing, but.
Well, okay, let me tell you something. When you turn 56, and this probably came in a little before you had your birthday, the influence that governs you for the next 56 years is a card that really likes to have some sort of spiritual element that's important. And if it isn't, then it will make us feel tired, or it will cause little health challenges here and there for us.
Okay.
So part of why you're tired might be that you need to give yourself some time, even if it's 10 minutes a day where you just sit and focus on your breath. You need to give yourself that kind of time and energy and attention. Because the cards you have before you for this year, a lot of them are very powerful for you. You have a couple of cards that can challenge you, and they could show up as depleting your physical energy. And how you can, it's like, Nancy, who was on before, was saying, breathe and then take another breath and just fill yourself up. That's not a bad idea for you, to get some oxygen moving and then your focus to bring your mind to a place of peace.
Okay. That makes
Cause
sense.
Because it is a time when good fortune can come and find you. You just have to let go of old bad habits that no longer serve you. And it feels like you need to take care of yourself a little better. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well, I want to thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you.
I have to get off the phone, Danny. Off the air. I have 1 minute to say goodbye. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and take good care of yourself, okay?
All right, thanks.
I want to thank everybody for calling in. I'm just delighted that all you people in Pennsylvania are listening to my radio show and you didn't know anything about the cards. So go on my website and check it out, starofthemagi.com. My link is there on BBS. And you can sign up for the card of the day, which I send out, and then you know, I send out other little goodies from time to time. I'm going to be sending out a newsletter here in a few days. So I want to thank everybody for listening. You were all so much fun, and it was great to connect with all three of you, Megan, Nancy, and Danny. And let me know what happens. And everybody, take care, and I'll see you here in 2 weeks. You can connect with me via email or phone if you like. All that information's on my site. Okay, take care. Bye.